What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Friday morning. A Football Friday, a special Football Friday into the divisional round of the playoffs. The Eagles, of course, and the Rams on Sunday. Snow, a real possibility of victory, a strong possibility. Look, we'll talk about it all show. We're going to give away a pair of tickets to the game coming up in 2 hours. So at 8 o'clock today, your chance to win a pair of tickets to the Eagles and the Rams. Of course, a spot for you available and a spot in the NFC Championship available for the winner of this game. So a lot to do. All of it with you on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. Of course, Borgata, our home base on Friday mornings. Richie Rich, good morning.
Hello, Joe.
Hello, Johnny.
Donald Duck's middle name is Fauntleroy.
Now, where was that? Like in a book or something?
Yes, in
a
book.
Is that French?
Fauntleroy. Not sure. But it's a lot more exotic than Donald.
It is.
I would say.
Or Duck, for
that matter. Yes.
Fauntleroy.
At least we know he's a duck, unlike Jessica Rabbit, who was, what, not a rabbit? Is that what it was?
She's human, Joe.
She's very human, just drawn.
But she married a rabbit, and then hence Rabbit. Is that... That was the deal, right?
Sort of. I guess
you got
so.
There, buddy.
Well, it's amazing she married that Roger, confused so. You the way that it did.
It just, look, humans get confused sometimes. Rabbits get confused.
No.
Not about this.
Not most.
Animes
not
get
most
confused.
Humans.
Now, in Joe's defense, I think a lot of people get confused about Jessica Rabbit.
Thank you.
No. Maybe
wait,
if you just hear
wait,
the name so Jessica Rabbit.
Are you confused about Jessica Rabbit?
Why is her name Jessica Rabbit?
Because she's married to Roger Rabbit.
Yeah.
The last name is Rabbit.
Correct.
Well, that confusing.
Look.
All right, Devin wins drop of the week on Friday morning. Hello to you.
Joe,
right.
I'm defending
no,
you.
No, listen, I appreciate it. But that was the exact trap I fell into. So anyway. All right. So let's
and
rub
he
it up.
Did.
No, I know exactly.
Oh, man.
Now two
how
of us
did
have.
You?
All right. So look, 215-592-9494. What a day. I mean, what a weekend, right? I mean, four NFL games, and, you know, Monday you'll get the college football national championship. But the big one for us is Eagles Rams. Let's just be real. It's a game the Eagles should win. I'll tell you right out of the gate, it's a game I expect the Eagles to win. We want to hear from you today, your enthusiasm, your excitement, what gives you confidence, what gives you concern. Obviously, the snow factor. You know, if you're going to be headed down to the game, we'd love to hear from you. We hope you scream your freaking face off. So all of it, 215-592-9494. You know, I'm not going to deviate really much at all from where I was last week entering that game, Eagles-Packers, and telling you my main thoughts on this one. I mean, it's really almost like rinse-repeat from my end. One, I expect the Eagles to win. Two, let me tell you the things I'd like to see them do that. Same list as last week. Run Saquon a lot, meaning lean on him even more, which they actually did not last week. I mean, not a ton of carries for Gainwell, but you felt like they could have if they had to. Kind of didn't maybe have to in the fourth quarter. All right, run Saquon a lot. Jalen, run a lot, including early and often. Don't be afraid. Don't wait. I think he's at his best when he runs and has the threat of the run. So put that out there early. And one that I'll add, I didn't say last week in this form, like on the Friday morning before the show, but I said it a lot last week, and I've said it a lot this week, and I'll put it in my bullet points for the start of the show. Coach around Jake Elliott. Coach around him. I mean, I don't know how else to put it. I don't know that you go for that 45-yard field goal on 4th and 6. Maybe you do. Maybe you don't. You got to feel that out. But what would normally be, yeah, I'm definitely kicking it, I don't think necessarily should be. And I hope with Sirianni it won't be. So look, I mean, I think for the most part, Eagles play their style of game, Eagles win. And I do think the Eagles win. Your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions, 215-592-9494. Now, the Kellen Moore thing does concern me. If you don't know, Kellen Moore with not one, not two, but three interviews. over the next 2 days.
And how is that not taking him away in any way from
his
responsibilities getting ready for this game? We were fed this line long ago with Jonathan Gannon, how it didn't affect him. And this is a crock. The three interviews, you can't tell me he is not getting deeply immersed in tape to see what he's going to talk about these interviews.
I agree.
Now, I know that the coaches, it was like they were diving in deep on Monday and Tuesday and then Wednesday when they're teaching the game plan, Thursday when it's the game plan specific, goal line, short yardage, third down. Man, but just to be able to have three interviews with three different teams that you're preparing for three different presentations, essentially, it doesn't seem right.
It's not appropriate.
The NFL needs to figure out a way to I understand that some of this might tie into the whole balance, the way that they see parity, the way that they see the bad teams maybe a little more able to interview the good coaches than the good teams are able. And maybe that's why they do it this way. But I think the system needs to be addressed.
I agree with
this
that.
Offseason.
No, I agree with that, John. How much does it concern you?
For this game, I am not concerned. For this game, I'm sorry that we have to end what is a nice story and situation for their team. I hate what's going on with the fires, and I love the way a team can bring a city together. We have to end that. Our team has to end that. And, the truth is Vic Fangio is going to force Matt Stafford to get it out quickly and consistently, and he's not going to be able to resist taking too big a bite a couple times, and we'll take advantage of that. Our coverage, stymied Jordan Love in the first round of the playoffs. 12.9 QBR was the lowest of any start in his career. Lowest of any start in his career.
That's wild.
I mean, that's bad. That's a bad game.
Yeah, it is.
And that's because of us. So, and that was with zone coverage on 81% of Jordan Love's dropbacks. Just zone, we know one blitz, and we just shut that offense down. So the coverage is going to be infuriating for Matthew Stafford. And then we're going to punch them in the mouth every single play on the other side of the ball. The toughest offense in run game, they're just going to have to try to stop it. And they're smallish. And we have gigantors up front who maul people. So good luck with that. They're 28th in the NFL in yards before contact per rush. 3.1 yards running backs have gained before contact against this Rams team. Think about that. Think about Saquon getting 3.1 yards of steam built up before anyone touches him. They're 27th in yards per rush, allowing 4.7 per carry, and they're 21st in the NFL in yards per game at 128.7. I know that they're talented. I know that they're young. They got exotic at times with the blitz packages. They had 9 sacks last week, but you're not going to have 9 sacks against Jalen Hurts, and you're not going to be able to hold up against Jalen Hurts. And by the way, I love I love the way Nick Sirianni has practiced this team.
The outdoor thing?
I don't say much that I love about Nick and very often because I'm not exactly sure what I love all the time. I know that this approach, the way he gets them over there on the grass, in the cold, at the stadium they'll play in, he had them hitting. He had them staying out and hitting later than anyone expected. They had to come back in and tell the folks in the locker room who were waiting for the media section, hey, we're running behind. We're hitting too much. That's awesome. And I'm telling you, the weather will make a difference. I know some Eagles players are from places where it doesn't get cold. They'll hate it. I mean, even the Eagles players who are from places where it gets cold, they'll hate it too, but they're used to it. They're accustomed to it, and it will not affect their game negatively. I can't say that with certainty for the Rams. This Rams team is a fair weather, truly fair weather team, and it's hard to play when it's cold. It hurts more, and they're not used to that. It hurts so much more when you hit someone when it's cold.
Well, I'll tell you, John,
some of those guys don't even have that experience under their belts yet.
Yeah, the one thing about the weather, also there's two things about the weather that concern me. Because for the most part, I think it's an advantage for the Eagles. But two things do worry me. One is, you know, I've heard, and John, you've been one of many that have said this through the years, that snow favors offense. Because receivers know where they're going, and it's easier to run forward than backwards. And, you know, like defense, like the Eagles have a better defense, and I don't want the Eagles' defense, you know, mitigated by snow. So that aspect, and then just the unpredictable snow, the slip, the fall, the fumble, the squirt of the ball. Like, when you have the better team, I'd rather it be a cleaner game. And so there is, James, does that make sense to you?
So in a lot of cases, it does. I think as a general rule, it does. But I'm much more with Richie in this specific game with this specific team coming across the country to a cold weather game like that, yep. To the snow. Stafford's record's 1-8 in weather games.
Much.
1-8. Like, I'm with John. Like, I think this is a you get outside if you're the Rams, you're like, oh, man. This is a different thing than we're used to. And this Eagles team's used to it, man. They've not only been practicing it, they play in it. It was freaking cold last Sunday.
Yeah,
like, they're used to this. They're not coming off a super emotional high win for a city on a Monday night, on a short week. Like, I don't think this could possibly be setting up better for the Eagles.
Well, look, 215-592-9494, for your thoughts on this game. In addition to your thoughts, just bring the emotion. As Tony Bruno would say, the alacrity. Seltzer, I still don't even know what alacrity means.
The alacrity. Bring the alacrity.
But he said that, you know, he said that for like 40 years on the radio.
A million years.
Speed.
Bring the alacrity. All right.
Speed. Sense of urgency.
Okay, bring the alacrity, the emotion, the fire, but also your perspective on this game. I think, you know, confidence is strongly in the air, as it should be. I do expect the Eagles to win, but what do you make of it? And if you're heading down there, we'd love to hear from you. Well, what a big game it is. Sunday afternoon, Lincoln Financial Field, potentially and likely the final Eagles home game of the year. But, you know, we'll say maybe Washington does the Eagles a solid. Hopefully the Eagles take care of their own business, and they should. Let me ask this question before we go to the phones. So we got, you know, me, John, James, Rhea, Devin, Borgata, of course. Wonderful to be with you on this Friday morning. Of the five of us, are any of us what you'd call, trying to figure out how to frame this, More than mildly concerned about the game.
I'm not zero like you.
Well, no. That was fear.
Zero,
that
yeah.
was fear. Rhea, you've been sticking
I'm
me with that for 2 days.
I'm the one who's zero, more or less.
Yeah, no. So, Rhea, how do you feel?
I feel pretty good because, I know a lot has been made of the Rams, you know, that their run defense has gotten better. You look at the running backs they've faced over the past 6 weeks, none of them are in the same category as Saquon Barkley. You take out the 72-yard run, the 70-yard, he still had over 100 yards rushing against them. So I think that is a huge factor for the Eagles, especially if it's going to snow.
Devin, how do you feel?
I feel pretty good. I have reservations, you know, about the offense, especially if it snows a decent amount. I think that works in the Eagles' favor because they have been practicing outside in the cold. But if it snows like 5 inches, which some forecasts have, I just don't think that benefits anyone. But the Eagles still have Saquon Barkley at the end of the day, and that gives me confidence.
Devin, you were down there in the locker room yesterday. What was the vibe like?
It's been good. I mean, these guys are just cool, calm, and collected. It felt like going into the playoffs, there was just like this sense of eagerness, like they had just been kind of biding their time in those final two games waiting to get here. They seem good. I mean, AJ Brown spoke on Wednesday and he did make a comment, you know, my knee is fine, I'm always open, but I don't think he meant it in a, you know, let's start stuff with Jalen again. I think he just genuinely has been frustrated with the criticism that he's received, both for the book and by Dan Orlovsky, by national pundits saying, you know, well, the receivers weren't
like
open at all.
He's in a good spot.
But
right
that
now,
gives
though.
Me confidence because AJ Brown, typically in his career, when he has a quiet game like he did, he bounces back. We know that Nick Sirianni and this Eagles team likes to be cute like that. I it wouldn't surprise me, depending on the snow situation, of course, if AJ Brown has like the first reception of the game and then has a lot more action than we saw last week.
All right, let's rock it on the phone lines. I mean, the big game is in 2 days. 215-592-9494. Reminder, 8 o'clock today, we give away a pair of tickets, so be tuned for that. All right, let's kick it off with from Devin to a different Devin. Good morning, Devin.
Hey, how are you?
Good, buddy.
Let's go, Birds.
You know it.
So we're going to start it off. Matt Stafford's coming to Philly. Yo, he's going to get drunk through the mud. I'm talking the snow, the rain, the hell. He's going to feel something. You don't just come to Philly and walk around. He's going to get drunk. We're going to drag him up to the 50, drag him back to the end zone.
Is he going out the way, out the way Irvin's career ended? Michael Irvin, same thing, stretcher and
Let's
out.
Let's rein it in here.
I don't know. I'm just
rain
asking.
It in.
I mean, literally, that was the end of Michael Irvin's career.
Let's just beat him.
Take
How about
him out
that?
On a stretcher. Put him in a body bag. No, don't do that. Don't actually do that.
Especially after last week's game, like which was borderline body bag game.
John, I just want to make sure no one actually died in the Karate Kid, right? For all the violence and the body bag talk, no one actually died.
I don't know. That crane kick was nasty. Are we sure?
All right, Devin, I like your thought, man. So sounds like you're very confident.
Very confident. Joe, come on. We're playing the Rams, bro.
I know,
my
man.
They got no defense. They got half a Cooper Cup.
Yeah, they do.
Like, when you fill up your coffee, you get half a cup. That's what we got with Cooper.
All right.
You got half a cup. He's trash.
Listen, I'll tell you what, man.
Half a cup. I'm not. Okay.
Half a Cooper Cup.
No, I think that's.
Half a cup of Cooper.
I think that's close to right. I mean, maybe it's 60, 70%. He's not the player he was 3 years ago. He was.
No,
but Puka Nacua is still good, and he had over 100 yards last
year. Yeah, I think Puka actually is the – I think Puka should be talked about with the Jeffersons and the Chases and stuff like that.
He's not that good.
He's like a step below them, but Puka is that good, dude. Puka's that good. He really is. I'm telling you, man.
Is he better than Devontae?
He's absolutely better. He's closer to AJ than he is to Devontae. Puka's that good,
John, do you agree with what James just said? Is he closer to AJ than Devontae?
Absolutely. Are you kidding me? Brown is a physically dominant, I mean sheerly physically dominant player. So strong.
Yep.
His hands, his body, so strong and explosive. Puka Nacua, he is a nasty, he's a fullback playing wide receiver. He gets out there and blocks people, puts his face on people, never relinquishes. I mean, he grabs on and blocks you out of bounds every single snap if he has to. And then the catch is the way that they incorporate him every way possible with the motions from every starting point, from every ending point. He can run every route. He can start wherever you want. He can motion. He can do it all. And sight adjust. He's always right. He always sets it down. He always understands the coverages he's working against. And I do think a lot of that has to do with Sean McVay. He's working next to Cooper Kupp. He's working next to Matthew Stafford, people who really know and understand coverages and how they fit together. He is so advanced for his age.
All right, let's get to Derek.
Just real quick, he is third all-time, and he hasn't played that long, but he's played a fair amount of games, third all-time in yards per game, receiving yards per game.
That's very impressive. Derek and Paoli. Derek, what's going on, pal?
Good morning. Can I make 2 points real quick?
Please do.
All right. So I'm excited because I want Washington to beat Detroit, man. Because just to get another home
I do
game
too,
here next
but
week,
I don't think
man.
It's going to happen. No.
Yeah, I mean, you know, anything can happen though. You know, any given Sunday. But I'm excited about that. But I wanted to ask you a question, John, because I had asked somebody this yesterday, right?
Uh huh.
So you know, like the way that last year ended with Hurts, he was turning the ball over a lot. And then this year, how the season started, he was turning the ball over a lot. And I feel like people be saying, like, he don't know how to throw people open and this and that. But I watched a lot of his interceptions, and they'd be like 50-50 balls or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like the rift between him and Sirianni could have been that they was trying to, like, dial back more of his turnovers. And now he's just more of a game manager, and a lot of us aren't satisfied with that. Like, how do you feel about that?
I definitely agree that I'm not satisfied with him just being a game manager because I think he can do more than that. And I think that they're setting expectations too low if that's what they're looking for. He'll continue to grow with every year in an offense. Now, we have our offensive coordinator interviewing with three teams probably prior to this game. So I don't know I do know how I feel about that. I'm frustrated with that. I'm frustrated with the fact that we thought we were getting a head coach who, I can't complain about the job he's done this year. I can't complain about the fact that we have to have a new offensive coordinator every year because he wasn't able to do what he was expected to do when we brought him in.
I just feel like if that's what it is, right, the Eagles are in a lot of trouble going forward because that's a lot of money that he's owed. And if he can't do more, right, I think he can do more because he has done more. So yes. I feel like if that's just going to be what he is right now, and, I mean, it's working. But
there's no question.
I just feel like they gave him a lot of money.
He can do more than what we've seen in terms of getting rid of the ball quickly. And what you said in terms of the 50-50 balls, yeah, it does feel like most of the offense for passing purposes is, hey, we're going to get into some of those looks on the outside when we know that you've overstacked inside to stop our run game. We'll signal to AJ. We'll get in man beaters like we did on the screen to Dallas Goedert in this last game against the Packers. It is outside stuff, and there are people complaining about that this week. Hey, he's over the middle. Jalen Hurts is not as experienced or not as adept at getting the ball to his playmakers. Feels more comfortable on the outside. Maybe that is the case. But the way that the offense works right now, it's, hey, we're gonna count it up. We're gonna see where we beat you numbers wise, and we always beat you numbers wise.
Well, we've been doing it all week. So how about another day? Not just talking Eagles football, but giving away Metallica tickets as they're gonna be in town right around Memorial Day. So Friday, May 23rd, another concert that they're having in town. The Metallica M72 World Tour comes to Philadelphia and Lincoln Financial Field in May. May 23rd, you can win the tickets here today. By the way, John Ritchie has promised, and good morning to you, as Borgata, our home base, of course, on Friday mornings and a big football Friday. John has promised to crowd surf at this Metallica concert coming up in May. So,
have you ever done that, Joe? Have you ever moshed?
Do you need to ask that question?
Really?
I think we all know the answer.
He could have accidentally moshed or crowd surfed. People could have lifted him against his will, which would have been even more interesting.
But that's definitely the only way it could have happened.
Did it happen to you?
Look, prep mixers, and that's what they were called when we were in high school. Mixers.
Prep mixers.
Oh, mixers.
That's the only kind of dance you've ever. You've never been to a concert?
No,
it's not true mosh, but it had like a little bit of that.
I don't think the concerts Joe's going to, they're a big mosh pit concert.
You're saying prep mixers?
Prep mixers.
That's,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
That's
your concert
experience.
He just compared moshing at a rock concert to a prep school mixer.
Holy hell. I can't believe this. This is so revealing. That's your experience with live music, prep mixers?
So I've been to 7 or 8 concerts, never any one of the Metallica ilk.
Concerts in your whole life?
Been to Buffett, been to LL That's Cool tough. J. I mean, some great stuff. Stones, Zeppelin, but, and when I say Zeppelin, meaning Page and Plant, you know, but U2.
7 or 8. I've probably been to 500 concerts.
U2 twice, and they were a disappointment both times. Both times.
Well, that should tell you something, shouldn't it?
Both times.
Maybe a little overrated, like Richard and I always say.
I agree with that. I went to their Zoo TV tour, and I thought, I don't know any of these songs at all.
Yeah, that might have been part of
it. I didn't know the songs.
Yeah.
And then, you catch a couple toward the end. But no, I was underwhelmed with U2. But, Joe, that's really pathetic.
Well,
the job that you've done throughout your life, just enjoying music. You've done a bad job with it.
Well, I mean, it's look, you gotta remember.
You're a bad music enjoyer.
I don't know, everyone
is different.
Devin, why are you trying to come
different.
To him?
I don't know.
Last time it got you in drop of the week. Like, rein it in.
Thank you.
I don't understand it either, James.
And what's with the Italia sweatshirt today, by the way?
Are you Italian? It's my big Dom sweatshirt.
Sirianni, too?
You know,
let's go.
I found out that I am Italian, and it's such a relief. It is such a relief.
My whole life,
I thought I wasn't Italian, and everyone else was Italian.
No, I do feel a little left out because I'm not Italian, and
me
like
either.
I do.
That's
wish
what I'm talking
I
about.
Like you,
yes,
right? Like
yes,
you,
yes.
Being Italian,
I always
cool.
wanted. To, yeah, grew up next door.
Like being
to
Irish is
Mrs.
not
Garofalo,
that cool.
Oh
no,
and
no,
she
no.
Always
yes,
cooked
it is.
Stuff up.
What is happening
she
right
the
now?
Best meals. Look, I found out I'm 1.5% Italian.
Italian still?
1.5%.
Barely counts.
And that's enough for me.
There you go.
I'm legit. All right, I feel good about it, but I was wondering
why. Go start cooking up some Sunday gravy. Some meatballs.
I know. I can work on it.
All right, 215-592-9494. So your chance to win the Metallica tickets we're going to get to in a moment. Eagles and the Rams on Sunday. Reminder, we're giving away a pair of tickets to that coming up at 8 o'clock today. Let's get to Gary in Whitehall right now. Gary, good morning.
Let's get this party started. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
That's how you do, Gary! That's how you do.
Gary, that's the most excited I've ever heard you.
Uh-oh. Let's go, Birds.
Well, for sure. Why do people keep saying let's go? It's go, Birds. It's let's go, Flyers. It's go, Birds. What is so hard? I mean, Seltzer, you don't call your podcast Let's Go, Birds podcast.
No, it is go, Birds
go
podcast.
Birds.
Yes.
But you can,
go, Birds. And
you
let's go, Flyers.
Like, you can say it different ways, Joe.
Nah, it's go, Birds.
You can't mix it up.
Nah.
It's like saying Eagles Nation. Some things just, I mean, I'm not trying to dampen your parade.
It's a greeting among Eagles fans. It's like, hello,
yeah,
go Birds.
Birds. Like that guy in the face of that couple. Remember a couple years ago? I think it was after the Vikings playoff game.
Oh.
When that kid got in the face of that couple.
That was so bad.
He wasn't saying, let's go, Birds. He was saying, go, Birds. Ray, that was great, wasn't it?
It was one of the greatest. When we were in,
it's one of my favorite Eagles fan videos.
It's the best. When we were in L.A., the game that Carson got injured, all I remember was the town was taken over by Eagles fans.
Yep.
Everywhere you walk down the street, go Birds.
Totally.
Go Birds.
Yeah.
Go Birds.
What it is. All right, Gary. Oh. Gary, I know you're pumped up and excited. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, are you that nitpicky on your bubble bath?
Probably.
Well, I fell asleep yesterday for about 25 minutes in the tub.
Oh, my God.
I did. And that counted as my afternoon nap and was more effective than a three-hour nap.
Doesn't that worry you?
What a life.
Only if I have a seizure, then I could have a problem.
Oh, for goodness.
No, I'm serious. I mean, it's like, what happens then? I don't want to drown.
You'd probably,
do you have
like,
those?
Move water all
no,
over the,
but I'm just know. Saying. I mean, I'd rather have a seizure dry than in water. So
you'd rather have a dry seizure than a wet seizure?
Yes.
I think that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, it...
Of course. No, I do think, look, when
this,
you,
of course, yeah I totally agree with
I'd
that.
I'd rather not have a seizure.
I would rather not have a seizure as well.
The picture in my head right now.
I'm just saying when
that
you
we're talking about
I just don't think about having seizures when I've never had them.
Nor
no,
I.
But if
Nor
you fall asleep
I.
in a tub, you would think about, I just hope nothing medically happens.
No.
And you die.
I would not. I would not think, I hope I don't have a seizure. And you're saying you thought that?
Because I fell asleep, yeah, of course.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's what it is.
You're really covering all your bases, man.
All right, 215-592-9494. Of course, we love being with you on Friday mornings. Borgata, always our home base on Friday mornings. Let's give you a chance to win the Metallica tickets today. Metallica's M72 World Tour happening in May 23rd at Lincoln Financial Field. Tickets go on sale, single-day tickets today. Go on sale at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. So this is the big day to get them, 10 a.m. Ticketmaster.com. But also right here on our program, here's how you can win them. Obviously, Eagles-Rams on Sunday is a home game. There is a high probability that it will be the Eagles' final home game of the season, but there's two ways it might not be. Well, actually, there's one way it might not be. That's if the Lions win. I was going to say if the Eagles lose, but it's kind of the same. I mean, yeah, either way.
The if
Eagles,
the Commanders win, you mean?
If the Commanders win, yes, thank you. But look, chance of a game next week at home, but probably not. So in all likelihood, the final home game of the season. With that said, we will ask you today at 215-592-9494 for you to win the Metallica tickets. What is the best scene ever in a movie or a show that happened in a home? Let's hope we get a great show this weekend, Sunday, for 3 hours from the Eagles, and they take care of business. And let's hope Washington does their thing and the Eagles get another home game, but probably not there. Best scene ever in a home. John Ritchie, what is the best scene ever in a home?
Wedding Crashers, where Chaz, there's someone here to see
Ma!
You.
It's a great one.
Pick up your bleeping skateboard.
Yeah.
I almost nunchucked you, and you didn't realize it. Yeah.
The meatloaf!
It's a great answer.
Mom!
Yeah. Certainly in the comedy variety, that's very high. That's a good one. All right, Seltzer, what is a great scene in a home?
I'm going to say two words and see if that's enough for you to figure out what my scene is.
Yeah?
Night vision.
Yes, that would be the end of Silence of the Lambs.
Bang! Well done. Nicely done.
No, that's a big one, too. That's a big one. Devin, a scene in a home.
Keep the change, you filthy animal. Home Alone, the original.
Great answer.
Thank you. I mean, there's multiple scenes from that you can choose from, but I feel like that's the most like iconic line, I guess. So
it's funny. I thought that was in the second one. That's the first one.
No, that's the first.
First one. He does a video thing in the second one, but it's the same people in the video, but a different like line.
I got Can you believe how gigantic Kieran Culkin has become?
Dude, he's going to win an Oscar this year.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He's going to win an Oscar.
He was wonderful in Succession, Culkin. Which Joe
and he's great.
Rhea
the movie A Real Pain that he's going to win for, he's great in, too.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, Rhea, scene in a home.
So the wagon wheel scene and when Harry met Sally, when Harry's like all bitter coming off his divorce and their two friends are moving in together.
So we gotta litigate this a bit because that happens in a store.
No.
No. I'm going to tell you the exact scene. They're in there and Harry looks at them and they're putting all their stuff, they're combining their stuff, the friends.
Yeah, they're moving.
And he goes, that $8 dish is going to cost you thousands of dollars to the law firm of this is mine and that's yours.
I thought you were doing this story with a fringe on top.
No,
my bad.
No. When Harry and Sally
first
go
see
outside.
Them, when they first see the couple. Yeah.
All right, a lot of great answers abound. Look, I'll tell you one that I feel semi-compelled to take off the board because maybe it's just like the automatic. The end of It's a Wonderful Life. I mean, it's in a home.
Oh, yeah.
You got a Christmas tree. Everyone's walking in. It's a beautiful scene. All right, look, there are some biggies. Give me the best answer ever. What is the best scene ever in a movie or a show in a home? 215-592-9494. In a moment, we're going to get to what Ray Dittinger said about N'Kobe Dean this week and his absence in this game. Let's go to Paul in Downingtown right now. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, morning show. Oh, man, I'm so ready for this Spurs game. I'm so excited. And a couple of the reasons I'm so confident. First one is Jalen Hurts. I think this game sets up perfectly for his skill set. I know a lot of times I worried about things in the passing game, but I am so excited. This game sets up so well for him. I am so confident in the Eagles' ability offensively to dominate. I don't think that the Rams and Nickel can stop our run, and I don't think they can stop our passing game in their base defense. I'm looking for a few big plays. I see Barkley with a big run, 50-plus. I think the Slim Reaper's going for 60. And the matchup I like the most really is our
60.
Offensive line.
That's not impressive.
He's
60.
He's going to rip up at least a 60-yarder.
You're saying he goes one time with a big play of 60.
I was confused by that as well, Paul.
I'm glad we get that straightened out. But our O-line's going to lean on him so bad. I mean, they're gonna destroy these guys. They're going to crumple them. They're going to use them like toilet paper and dispose of them the same way.
Well, a big reason.
I am telling
Paul,
you, they are freaking quitting.
A big reason why we ran it the way we did against them on November 24th is they just can't match up size-wise against our gigantic offensive linemen.
No, and our big guys are so fast, too, so that their speed, that is negated. These guys are getting crunched in the cold. They are going to quit. It's going to be so beautiful. I can't wait to watch the beating these guys are going to receive. I mean, I don't care. You know,
I mean,
that's why I'm going to go right to it. My movie. Right, is the Godfather. It's a horsehead scene when he wakes up in bed, terrified, knowing it's over. These boys are going to wake up Sunday knowing their season's over. They should be, and they know it's over walking into this house on Sunday. Game, set, match, it's done already. All our boys got to do is stay focused, show up, and beat ass. And that's going to happen. Everybody knows it's going to happen. It's over.
All right, Paul. I love it, man. Love the enthusiasm. 215-592-9494. Let's get to not one but two different Twitter poll questions of the day brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. In 2025, Armin Chevrolet proudly celebrating 25 years of serving the automotive needs of the Delaware Valley. Together, let's drive ArminChevy.com. All right, poll questions. First, as we do every Friday before an Eagles game, who wins? Who wins on Sunday? Will it be the Eagles or the Rams? Second poll question, which in many ways I think is more interesting, because I know, 90-something percent is going to say the Eagles win, as I think you should, because I do think the Eagles will win. But there are some elements of this game to be concerned about, and these aren't all of them, but perhaps the top four we've put into a poll. What concerns you the most about the Eagles and Rams? Which of these concerns you the most of these four? Is it A, Jake Elliott has to be a legitimate concern? Is it B, Jalen Hurts' passing? C, Kellen Moore interviewing with three teams before the game, or D, the Rams are actually just a good team? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. And now there's any number of things we could have had in here that we don't, such as no N'Kobe Dean. It's a tremendous bummer, and I think certainly a loss. I think the Eagles can and will overcome it, But let's not act like it's, you know, a nothing. I mean, losing your linebacker that started almost every game this year and who has played very well, is it hurts. And I think it'll hurt more in future games, meaning the next 2 weeks, next two games, that is. But this one, you'd rather have him. Let's listen to Ray Dittinger. Ray Diddy was on our program earlier this week. Here's Ray Dittinger talking about the loss of N'Kobe Dean.
How much will the defense change without N'Kobe?
A lot. A lot. It's a very big loss. It's a very big loss because he has been really good this year. I mean, for a guy that came into this year with a lot of people asking questions about, you know, is this guy ever really going to, how big a part of this team is he going to be? Was he a wasted draft pick? Blah, 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 which I never believed. I mean, I was a fan of his from college, and I just thought that he had.
Jeez, I thought he stunk, Ray. I was ready to count him out, and he was
really
amazing. I don't know how, like, I don't know how you kept the faith. I really don't. I was quick to turn.
I mean, he has the thing that a linebacker, to be a really outstanding linebacker at any level, be it SEC or the NFL, a linebacker is a tremendously instinctive position. And you have to have a great sense of the game. You have to have a great ability to anticipate and find and figure out where the ball's going to be before the ball even gets there. And he had that.
John, a bummer for sure. He was playing well, and I think improving and improving and improving, but they don't lose because he's out, right? I mean, they overcome it, at least for this week. They overcome it, right?
Yes, they absolutely overcome it this week. I think they overcome it, period, for the season. I think they can still go and do this. The ultimate goal is still available, but Oren Burks is not as good as N'Kobe Dean in coverage. He's not as good at fitting with Zach Bond in terms of just understanding and just doing a little more than what is on paper. You know, like what the playbook says and what those linebackers do is different. The linebackers give a little more. N'Kobe Dean is a little extra over the top. His job is done. He's certain no one is coming into his zone, so he's going to slough off, leech off, and make a play in someone else's because he knows where they are too. Oren Burks is not going to make plays like that.
So, John, one concern, and again, I think the Eagles overcome it, but I just want to, you know, present to the audience, you know, all possibilities, is that Zach Bond gets a little slowed down because now he's got the green dot and he's got responsibilities.
I don't think so.
You don't worry about that?
I don't think so. What he's doing is he's relaying the defense, you know, basically, hey, under cover, you know.
Sure.
Cover four, you know, ready break. I think, yes, it is more on his plate.
How long does that take, John? Is that 5 seconds before the
Yeah, like, sure, total? 5 seconds.
Five seconds?
He's got Fangio in his ear. He's got the mic in his, sorry, not the mic, the
speaker.
Speaker,
yeah.
Yeah, speaker saying, yeah, under, cover four. He says, under, cover four, robber, ready break, and that's it. And it's... It's not that taxing, it's not that stressing, but it is more, it is different, and I don't worry about it affecting the way that he plays.
Good.
What I am worried about is Oren Burks is a smaller linebacker who we saw that he'll strike you. He will, on that opening kickoff, he will hit you with his face, which is the way you want a guy to go in there and strike people. But I don't think he's the complete backer, the cover you everywhere you go, great range type N'Kobe backer against some of the things that you'll see when backs come out of the backfield or you have slot receivers that a linebacker has to cover. With as much nickel as you have to run in today's world with all the personnel that you see that's wide receiver heavy, you go two linebackers, that's your base, and these guys have to cover a lot of space. N'Kobe Dean was better at covering that space than Oren Burks is, but Oren will hit you. Oren, I love his attitude. It's bred of the same special teams type attitude that Zach Bond has too. You know, like, I'm going to do whatever it takes to make my team win.